At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Precision Laboratories MixTank 2.0 media event. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Please note that today's web conference is being recorded. You can ask text questions throughout today's presentation. Locate the chat panel on the right-hand side of your screen, type in your question, and click Send to submit. If you experience any technical difficulties during today's event, please press star zero on your telephone keypad to be connected with an operator, or you may chat with me one-on-one. Now, without further delay, I would like to turn today's program over to Lynn Belenis. Mr. Belenis, you may begin.
Good morning, and welcome to our event. And thank you for your interest and time today. As George said, my name is Lynn Belenis. I'm the president of the Hondo Group. But more importantly, I'm proud to present three individuals that are making a difference in agriculture. Some of you have already asked about today's news and format, so first I'm going to take just a few moments to share with you what we will do today and what you can expect to learn. First, we'll introduce the speakers and give you a little background information on them. Second, we'll provide more background on Precision Laboratories, and there's more available. And then we're going to share with you information that not only makes your audiences better at proper mixing, but allow them to easily measure, monitor, and document their actions. And if you have any questions during the presentation, direct them to the chat room window, send them to the moderator. We will answer as many as we can at the end of the presentation, and we promise to get back to you with all the rest. So first thing, who's on the call today besides me? Well, first you're going to hear from Rick Wallner, the president of Precision Laboratories. If you don't know Rick, when you get a chance to meet him, you'll understand more about his vision and his drive. Just a little on his background. He's a University of Iowa graduate. In 1976, he bought an agriculture input firm, incorporated into the Precision business, and has been in the ag business for 35 of the firm's 50 years. That's an important point. In 3 months, this company will celebrate 50 years. Folks, that doesn't happen often. But it makes perfect sense for Precision Laboratories because you will see they treat the customer, our industry, and the environment with respect. Following Rick will be Jim Rees, Vice President of Agriculture Chemistries. Jim started his career more than 30 years ago with Sandoz Corporation. He's had numerous progressively responsible roles in sales, marketing, product development, and in the crop protection industry. He was awarded a patent in 2002 for concentrated adjuvant and fertilizer composition. And finally, Daniel Ory, marketing specialist. Since 2007, Dan has developed innovative branding strategies as well as leading the charge for Precision Laboratories' use of emerging technology to deliver content where it is needed. His insight into how to use digital tools, or in this case, mobile apps, to get Jim's expertise and Rick's commitment to the marketplace has made a positive difference. Enough said, here's Rick Wallner.
Thank you, Lynn. Good morning, everybody. I'm Rick Wallner, president of Precision Laboratories. Welcome, and thank you for joining us in our webinar this morning. Two things that I can promise you about today's session are that we'll run on time and that you'll see some really cool technology that'll help applicators manage their spray programs more easily and more effectively. But first, and thank you for the opportunity, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Precision Labs. We manufacture specialized chemistries that are applied to plants, to seeds, to soil, and to water to help a grower produce the best possible crop using the optimum amount of inputs. We're also in the professional turf market, so really we do the same thing for the golf course superintendent and the athletic field manager. We've got a nationwide footprint and do business in all 50 states and Canada. Our product lines include adjuvants, seed enhancements, and foliar nutrition. We've been an innovator in these categories, and the company's been known for its orientation toward technology. We're one of the oldest companies, as Lynn said, in the specialty chemical space, and we'll be celebrating our 50th anniversary in June of this year. Part of the company's mission includes supporting the ag chem industry, and we do that by offering a number of services and resources, mostly people in the field, that contribute to the safe and effective use of crop protection chemistry. In the big picture, that's what we've delivered with our award-winning patented digital creation known as MixTank, and that today we're taking to the next level. The goal with our product lines overall are to produce innovative, sensible, and effective chemistries. With Mixed Tank, I'm proud to say we've also done that with Annette. So what we'll do today is give you the first exclusive preview of Mixed Tank version 2.0. We've built a great app, again, that's designed to help your audience to very simply manage their spray activities. Really what Mixed Tank is now, a complete spray management tool. The genesis of the app was the incidence of more and more problems in spray tanks starting about 3 or 4 years ago as a result of more tank mix partners being used primarily to supplement glyphosate. So we at the time were fielding an increasing number of calls from customers asking for help in fixing problems with compatibility. So we thought that with the emergence of the use of smartphones, we might be able to help anybody that mixes products to do it right the first time. A year ago this month, we launched the free Mixed Tank version 1.0 app for the Apple iPhone and iPad platform. It helped applicators more easily determine the proper mixing order for over, at the time, 700 active ingredients, along with mixing order information for our adjuvants and our foliar products. Since then, we're coming up on 7,000 downloads, and we've received lots of feedback and requests from users over the past year, and as a result, have added approximately 200 additional active ingredients to the database. So we'd like to think that it's current and it's keeping up with the market. The gist of the feedback that we've received from users is that it's simple, it's fast, and it works. It has solved the problem and spared people mixing products together lots of pain and lots of expense. We'll share with you what one user had to say about it in just a few minutes. So that's the short version of the story. We encourage you to ask questions during the presentation, and we'll do our best to answer them. Any questions that might go unanswered, as Lynn said, will be answered in a follow-up document that will be sent to all participants sometime later today. Thank you again for joining us. We expect that your audiences will find lots of value in Mixed Tank 2.0 and that they'll appreciate learning about it from you. With that, I'll pass the mic over to Jim Reese. Jim.
Thanks, Rick, and good morning, everyone. The picture you're looking at shows just one of the many bad things that can happen when crop protection products are not mixed in the proper sequence. Incompatibility problems like this are inconvenient and costly. In fact, it can take an applicator a full day or more to clean out a sprayer if this gunky material gets charged into the spray booms where it'll plug screens and sprayer strainers, causing sprayer downtime and a loss of productivity. Not to mention the disposal issues, lack of weed control, and possible cross-contamination problems caused by all this. And it can get real expensive, too, especially if you lose a day before a rainstorm. The combination of a rainstorm and being losing a day from cleaning out your sprayer really causes an applicator to be out of the field for days that weeds grow and reduce yields. Some researchers say you lose a bushel of beans for every inch weeds grow, so it's not hard to see how mistakes like this can cost a grower applicator several thousand dollars. It could be a $10,000 mistake. Of course, I'm not here to tell you that tank mixing is bad. It's not, if we do it right. But I am here to tell you that we've seen this problem grow significantly over the past couple of years as applicators find themselves adding more and more products to the sprayer, whether it's for managing resistant weeds or in the quest of higher yields through fungicide usage or foliar feeding. Applicators are adding more and more products to the spray tank, and they're struggling. I really think there's four reasons why applicators struggle with tank mixing. The first one is just a lack of recent experience in tank mixing. The last 10 years of Roundup Ready crops has made us forget, or in some cases never learn, about proper mixing sequence. The second reason is the complexity of the tank mix is being used. We're way beyond now just adding one or two products to the tank mix. In fact, when we add just three products to the mix, there are six possible mixing sequences. But when we add a fourth product to the tank mix, now there are 24 possible mixing sequences. And if we add a fifth, the number jumps to 120 options. Unfortunately, 119 of them could be problematic. Also, there is the issue of a lack of clarity. Many of the crop protection labels that we have today just don't address all the new formulations of of pesticides are on the market. They tend to only focus on their product and not, you know, the five or six possible tank mix partners that may be going in the tank as well. And then finally, the fourth reason why I think applicators struggle so much is that until now, there's just been no way that they can get quick access to the answer they need to prevent these problems. And usually they don't realize they're going to have a problem until they're maybe in the middle of the mixing sequence or just before they start mixing. So it was really these issues that drove us to develop and launch MixTank app for iPhone about a year ago. MixTank 1.0 allowed applicators to build tank mixes by selecting from what grew to be over 900 crop protection products, as well as foliar nutrition products and adjuvants. And once the applicator selected the products he or she wanted to tank mix, they could hit the Get Mixing Order button and have a proper mixing sequence instantly. They could also save and share the recipe they created with others via email, Facebook, and Twitter. And by being able to do this, applicators prevented an immeasurable number of mixing errors that ultimately would have cost them a lot of time, money, labor, and other resources. They also ended up being better stewards of the environment, as they weren't faced with the dilemma of how to dispose of a tank mix that couldn't be sprayed on the field for which it was intended. In fact, MixTank app was so well received that it was recognized as the top new product last year in a major industry publication's reader poll. No doubt, some of the voters felt a lot like Zach Smith, the agronomy manager at Osmus Farm Supply in Rake, Iowa. It's feedback like this that really validated for us the value that MixTank was bringing to the industry. But we haven't just received feedback from retailers and applicators. Consultants, university personnel, researchers, basic manufacturer reps, and many others have grabbed on to MixTank as an important tool for their agronomy toolbox. So we begin asking ourselves, could it be better? And more importantly, we ask our customers, your audience, how could MixTank be better? The input we got from MixTank users was pretty strong. They told us to expand the availability beyond just iPhone. They asked for help in documenting their spraying activities for both regulatory compliance and liability reasons. They also wanted to be able to capture and share more information. And, of course, they wanted to be able to do it faster. So next I'm going to ask Dan Ory, our marketing specialist who's been instrumental in the development of MixTank, to tell you about some of the cool enhancements we've made to MixTank. Based on user feedback, our objective for MixTank 2.0 was to make mixing, spraying, information capture, and sharing instantly easy. Dan?
Thanks, Jim. Thanks to everyone for joining us today. Jim touched on a few of the issues facing the agricultural industry and their impact. At Precision Laboratories, we strive to add value to both the ag industry and to our customers. It's the primary reason why we developed MixTank. Now that everyone's up to speed, let's get to the main event. Today, we're announcing MixTank 2.0. It includes all of the features from the original version with over 10 major enhancements that we think will make MixTank even more valuable. Today, we're going to be discussing five of them. So let's take a look at what's new in MixTank 2.0. Jim mentioned earlier that availability was one way that we could make MixTank better. Today, we're announcing that MixTank 2.0 is now available for Android devices. This was the number one requested feature by applicators last year, so we're really anxious to get MixTank 2.0 in the hands of thousands of new users. MixTank 2.0 is a complete spray management tool, including new spray logs with location, alerts, and weather integration, which we're now going to walk through. New spray logs are the centerpiece of MixTank 2.0. After a tank mix is saved and the red Create Spray Log button is pressed, the focus shifts to managing your spray log, which integrates a number of other enhancements that we'll be addressing, starting with location. Using the device's GPS with the user's permission, latitude and longitude coordinates are recorded in the spray log. users will also be asked to enter a location name, and this is going to give them flexibility to customize a location for easier sorting at a later date. Now, listed below location is our next major feature in Mixtank 2.0, and this is something that we're really excited about, and that is weather integration. It provides wind speed and direction, temperature, and the conditions from your current location. It's captured at the start of spraying. This is how weather integration looks on the app. With increased regulation, knowing your conditions prior to spraying can help reduce spray drift risk. And we know this is important. This is an important issue for applicators and the ag industry. Weather integration is available for a one-time low cost of $5.99. What you end up with is documentation in one convenient location, the palm of your hand. With location and weather completed, now it's time to start spraying, and that's what we're going to walk through next. When start spraying is selected, a stopwatch appears. This is where spraying time gets managed. You can stop and start your timer as you start and stop spraying. The spray log captures the number of intervals and your spraying time. With the timer running, applicators can move on to other important tasks. Forget about the stopwatch because Mixtank 2.0 has that covered. We've built in alerts to remind users that their spray log timer is running. Alerts are sent every 60 minutes after the stopwatch is checked. They're a helpful reminder to applicators as they manage many different tasks while spraying. Users will receive an alert sound and their device will vibrate, letting them know that their timer is still running. When spraying is complete, an optional notes section is available to add additional information, such as product use rates, field conditions, and anything else you'd like to include. Notes can even be added after a spray log is saved. We think that this will be pretty helpful, especially if you need to reference a save log at a later date. Here's what a completed spray log looks like. It's pretty straightforward. There's also the ability to edit the stop time. With Mixtank 2.0, we've made it possible for applicators to easily document products sprayed, their location, and weather conditions in the palm of their hand. We know that sharing this information is not only important for documentation and compliance, but it also needs to be easy and somewhat instantaneous. This is why we enhanced the email sharing feature. New in Mixtank 2.0, all details from the spray log are embedded directly into the email. There are no more links to click on. To hit home the benefits, the core of Mixtank 2.0 is still to prevent tank mixing problems before they start. With the addition of spray logs, all of your spraying information, including your mixing order, is in one convenient location that's easy to access and share. And that's Mixtank 2.0. Android to reach a wider audience, new spray logs with location, alerts, and weather integration to aid with compliance and documentation. It is a complete spray management tool. So the next obvious question, when is it available? Well, we're happy to announce that Mixtank 2.0 will be available today on both the Android market and on the iPhone App Store free of charge. Sometimes the rollout can take a few hours, so if you don't see it there by at least 12 p.m. today, check back a little bit later. You can also visit mixtankapp.com for direct links to download the app. Additionally, we created a new YouTube video that can be viewed at youtube.com/mixtankapp, and it'll be live shortly after this event. And with that, I'm now going to hand it back over to Lynn Bolinas.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Rick. We've received several questions. I'll address the questions and select who will answer them. First question is how to spell Rick's last name, W-O-H-L-N-E-R. Available information from Erica Guthrie via phone or the email address you see in the webinar is what we can provide, the media kit, photography, and additional comments. One of the first questions we have is, does the app use a lot of data? Dan, would you address that?
Sure, Lynn, and that's a great question. The answer is no, it does not. We specifically developed Mixtank 2.0 with data usage in mind. The app is small in size, and additionally, once the data is accessed in the app, it gets stored directly in the app. Therefore, you no longer need to use data at a later date. And this is really helpful because sometimes in areas with low connectivity, you really actually don't need to access the data. In addition, the app does not need to have an internet connection to function. So, for example, creating a mixing order or starting a spray log and receiving alerts, you do not even need a data connection for that to work. So we built that into Mixtank 2.0 to address that issue.
Second question, more specific, how many times during the spray application will weather information be captured? Jim?
Well, actually, it'll actually capture the weather data every time you initiate a spray log. So if you want just one spray log for an entire field, that's fine. Or if you wanted to break it up in pieces as you thought weather conditions were changing, you could create a second spray log for a second or third load in that same field and capture data at that time.
Thanks, Jim. Another question I'll direct to Rick. Why did Precision Laboratories develop this app?
Well, as I mentioned at the beginning of my statements, really came as a result of user feedback in the form of calls into us to ask for help in resolving mixing issues. And actually, over the, I'll say, 1,000 total calls that we've had over the last few years, we've been able to resolve almost every one of them just by changing the order of addition in the spray tank. There are far fewer incompatibilities than most people would realize. They can be resolved, again, by changing the mixing order. But I would say, overall, our mission is to meet the needs of our customers and be good stewards of the environment and the industry, and that's really the background behind the investment. It's been a significant investment, but I think it's delivering a significant amount of value to our customers.
Thanks, Rick. Another question just came in. How safe is my data?
I'll take that, Lynn. So your data is safe and secure as it gets stored on your device. Obviously, we always encourage people to have their own passcodes on their own devices, so we can be secure in that nature. Anything that connects to our servers is all encrypted data, and that is solely just the product information, such as the crop protection products that are available. That is all safe and secure.
We've got a question wanting to review again the number of downloads of the 1.0 app, and do you have a way to measure the number of uses of that app? Dan?
Sure. So we've had thousands of downloads so far. I believe the latest number last month was we're over 7,000 downloads. And we do not have access to the times that the app is used. We consider that private information, and so we focus on the number of downloads.
Got a question that says, I'm wondering about the weather feature integration. What is the resource? Dan?
We use a weather service that has 8,000 locations throughout the country, using a variety of different locations such as airports as well as other locations beyond that. And so what that does is once a user connects to it, it's going to grab your location and pull in your weather information at that time at the start of the spray log, and that weather will get integrated directly into your spray log, so you'll be able to access it at a later date and see that when you started spraying, what exactly was the wind speed and direction, the temperature, and the conditions at the start of spraying.
This is a good question. Where
Where does the information for tank mixing reside? Are there other sources for tank mixing information?
Well, really, when there are no other sources for this information, mix tank is really the only source that allows you to select different herbicide, you know, crop protection product combinations, and actually get specific mixing instructions. There's nothing like it anywhere on the market.
We're about out of time. Let me get one or two more questions here. Question I want to know about where the YouTube video resides. It's at www.youtube.com/mixtankapp. We'll be sending information to everybody who participated today to thank them, to give them a link to the presentation, a link to the YouTube app, as well as a Starbucks card for coffee. We wish we could have a cup of coffee with you, but we can't reach everybody one time. Also, if you want the weather integration on your app, please email Erica Guthrie, and we'll send you a reimbursement for that app. Let me get a couple more questions here. Can you give an example of one common tank mix sequence error and walk through how MixTank App 2.0 could help you avoid it?
Sure, I can do that, Lynn. Actually, the first slide I showed everybody was a pretty common tank mix. It was Roundup, atrazine, ammonium sulfate, 2,4-D, and maybe a little bit of crop oil in that mix too. And really, it was a pretty common mixing error. Actually, the applicator had over 20 years experience. He just had forgotten about mixing sequence. And the error he made was that atrazine, being a flowable material, should have gone in the tank first before the 2,4-D. But in that situation, he had a 2,4-D first, which was an EC formulation, tried to dump the atrazine in on top of it, and you saw the mess they made in that tank. Unfortunately, they did charge the sprayer booms with it, and it did cost them over a day trying to clean it out. And it's one of those things that tank cleaner won't clean something like that out. Compatibility agent won't fix it at that point. You have to physically remove it from the sprayer, and it's a costly, time-consuming event.
Yeah, and the back half of that question, this is Rick Walner speaking, was how MixTank 2.0 helped you avoid it. So the best way to determine that, to understand how the app works, is to use it. So download it later today when it's available. But in summary, you simply select your herbicide combinations and select Get Mixing Order, and the app will tell you what the sequence of addition into the tank is to prevent that from happening prior to the beginning of the mixing activity.
We're down to the last couple of minutes here. We'll take a couple more questions. To download 2.0, do we need to delete 1.0?
No. So what you'll do is that by at least, we think by about noon today, it'll be live on the App Store as well as the Android market. But for MixTank 1.0 iPhone users, simply go to the App Store and you'll see that there is an update to one of your apps, and MixTank will be one of them. And so the update will take place directly over MixTank 1.0, and it'll still keep all of your existing data, any saved spray logs that you have in that version over the update.
Another question, is there a cost to download the app?
No, the app is free of charge. So we've worked hard to make this free because we feel it's a valuable tool for the industry. For the weather integration, that's available for a one-time low cost of $5.99, which is really a great deal because what you get in the palm of your hand is a complete spray management tool. And so for that one-time low cost, you'll be able to have access to weather integration directly within your spray log.
Thank you. We're about out of time. We've got everybody's questions. We'll be getting back to you. Please feel free to send more questions. You can contact Erica Guthrie at erica.guthrie@hondagroup.com. There's more than 500,000 apps available to people using devices Android or iPhone. There's apps for fun, for games, for productivity, and they're all good. But we think for the ag industry, its reputation, and for your audiences and our audiences and the environment, MixTank version 2.0 can make a significant difference. Thank you again for participating.